奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the holy name of Jesus, we pray.
主，我们感谢你带领我们进入灵的深处，能够来触摸你，感受你。
We thank you, Lord, that we have entered into the spiritual realm that we can feel and touch you.
主啊，一切美善的恩赐、全备的赏赐，都是从你来的。
All goodness and all precious things comes from you.
啊，愿你丰丰富富赏赐每一位啊，用敬虔的心来追求你的人。
May you bless all who have come with a reverent heart.
让我们在你里面得到真正的满足。
That we can gain full joy and satisfaction in you.
让我被你所吸引来跟随你。
That we will be attracted to follow you.
求主将你的奥秘显示在我们心里面。
May you reveal the mysteries in us.
啊，使我们能够真正来享受天国的滋味。
That we can truly enjoy what heaven will be like.
求主带领祝福我们的讲习会。
We ask you to continue to guide and bless this seminar.
啊，愿荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
May glory be given unto your name.
阿门。请坐。
Please be seated.
我们继续来看啊，以西结书。
Let's continue to look at Ezekiel.
啊，以西结书三十四章啊，是提到啊，神要亲自来做我们的牧人。
Ezekiel chapter 34 talks that God would personally be our shepherd.、啊、
那神做我们的牧人，具体的表现就是道成肉身来到世界，就是主耶稣住在我们中间。
The manifestation of him is to come in flesh to live with us and in us.
那现在主耶稣虽然升天，
even though the Lord Jesus has ascended,
他的灵继续在我们当中啊来工作，
his spirit still works within us.
啊，用他的话语继续来引导我们，
his words continue to guide us.
啊，所以虽然他升在天上，但是我们对他的带领还是能够很清楚。
Even though he'sin heaven, but we can still be very closely with his teachings and his guidance.
那三十六章提到主必在啊恩眷我们。
Chapter 36 that God will treat us with
有英文的叫什么？哎，主必在恩眷我们。啊，从三十三章开始，再提到啊，神对以色列的安慰。
From chapter 33 talks about God's comfort to Israel.
啊，那三十六章啊，神应许要再用恩典来对待他们。
And He will give them grace and blessings.
啊，第一节到十五节啊，神应许要赐福给应许之地。
From verse 1 to 15, God's promise to provide for the land.
那其中第一节到第七节啊，提到以色列百姓被神惩罚的时候，外邦人啊对这件事情幸灾乐祸。
And when God punished the Gentiles, the Israelites were rejoicing.
哦，我们看啊第六节。
Verse 6.
所以你要指着以色列说预言，对大山啊、水沟、山谷说：“主如此说，我发愤恨和愤怒说，因为你们承受外邦人的羞辱。”
Verse 6. Therefore prophesy concerning the land of Israel and say to the mountains and hills, to the ravines and valleys, This is what the Sovereign Lord says: I speak in my jealous wrath because you have suffered the scorn of the nations.
啊。这个愤恨哈、哦，我们看英文是 jealousy 啊，是神的嫉妒。
The English context says jealousy, God's jealousy wrath.
啊，所以啊，当外邦人对神的选民虽然被神惩罚，外邦人在幸灾乐祸啊、哦，神也起了愤恨。
And when the chosen nation were being punished, the Gentiles were also rejoicing, and this incurred God's wrath.、
啊、所以就要担当他们的罪。
So he will have them suffer for their sins.
啊，这个告诉我们啊，神的选民身份很尊贵的啊，我们啊不能够啊对待神的选民用不好的方法来对待他们。
So this tells us that the status of the chosen nation are very prestigious, and we have to use honor to treat them.
那八节到十五节就在应许以色列地必复兴蒙福。
And verse 8 and 9 talks about the revival of, once again, the restoration of the Israel.
看15节。
Verse 15.
我使你们不再见各国的羞辱，不再受万民的辱骂，也不再使国民半跌。所以神应许他们。
This is God's promise to them.
那从16节到25节提到神的名要显为大。
From verse 16 to 25, God's name will be magnified.
那其中在18节神重复为什么他将神的愤怒倾倒在他的选民身上。
And once again, verse 18, God repeatedly mentioned that why will he pour out his wrath on them?
提到两个重点。
Because there's two important points.
一个是暴力。
Because of violence.
一个是淫乱。
Because of sexual immorality.
暴力就是流人的血。
Violence occurred from shedding of blood.
没有公义，没有公平。
There was no justice.
那神是公义公平的神。
And God is a justice God.
所以神不能够接受人在地上实行暴力。
He cannot tolerate man using violence on earth.
那另外一个是淫乱。
The other wrath is occurring is sexual immorality.
那这样讲，偶像玷污那地。
They were defiled it with their idols.
这是灵里面的淫乱。
This is the spiritual immorality.
这是对神的主权跟荣耀的挑战。
This is a challenge to God's glory and its authority.
这也是神不能接受的。
And this is something that God cannot accept.
所以他们不能够，也不愿意悔改，因此神的愤怒到最后宽容期过了就轻怒下来。
They refused to repent and turn back, and that is why it incurred God's wrath.
但是神很清楚知道，当他这样做的时候，他的圣名会被亵渎。
But God knows that clearly, if he does that, his name will, the Holy Spirit will be blasphemed.
但这是不得已的方法。
And he had no choice.
20节。
Verse 20,
他们到了所去的列国，就使我的圣名被亵渎，因为人谈论他们说，这是神的名，从神的地出来的。我们想想看整个以色列国被灭掉了。
We can see how the land of Israel has been destroyed.
他们宗教信仰的核心耶路撒冷被毁了。
The unity of their faith, Jerusalem, has been destroyed.
他们神同在具体的圣殿被烧掉了。
The place where they gather, the sacred place that they gather has been burned.
那这不是这个以色列民的羞辱吗？
Isn't this a shame to the Israelites?
但是这也同时也是神的羞辱。
But this also caused a shame to God's name.
这是不得已的。
This has been without choice.
但是这个过了以后，我们看21节。
But after this has passed, let's look into verse 21.
我却顾惜我的圣名。神顾惜他的圣名。
God's concern for his name.
那就是以色列家在所到的国中所亵渎的被亵渎的圣名。
Because the house of Israel has profaned his name.
22节。
Verse 22.
所以你要对以色列家说，主如此说，我行这事不是为你们，乃是为我的圣名。就在你们列国中所亵渎的，23节。
23.
我要使这个大名显为圣，这名在列国中已经被亵渎，所以神到最后要为自己的名做事情。
So in the end, God will do something for His name.
这个原来是神做事最集中的目标。
This is the main goal that God will work.
圣经说他为自己的名引导我们走义路。
The Bible tells God will use His name to guide us to walk on the righteous path.
所以每一个人得救，这个都是神的荣耀。
For everyone to be saved, it is to the glory of the Lord.
为着神的荣耀他要做事。
It is for the God's glory that He will put into action.
那要做什么事？
And what is it that He has to do?
从24节开始。
Look at verse 24.
他要从各国把那些所分散的百姓再聚集，再带回到他的本地。
He will gather all the people from all the different countries to bring them back into his own land.
然后25节，他要用清水洒在这个选民的身上。
And he will sprinkle water on them and they will be clean.
26节。
26.
他要赐他们一个新的心。
He will give them a new heart.
然后下半句。 他要从他们的肉体除掉石心，赐给他们肉心。
He will remove from them a heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh.
二十七节，他要将他的灵放在他里面。
He will put his spirit in the person.
所以我们看到这很多的动词啊，就是啊，神在做工。
There's a lot of verb actions where God will put these things into action.
但是那个主持是神哦，那个主持不是人。
But the person who does this is God and not the person. Not a person.
所以选民后来的改变哈，这是神啊。在做工。
So the transformation of the chosen nation, it's because God start to work.
啊，为的是让神的名得到荣耀。
And this is all for the glory of God's name.
所以圣经说，我们都是神的工作。
So the Bible says we're all God's workers.
在基督耶稣里面造成的。
We all created in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们人可以立志。
We can have determination.
但是真的一个人要改变成为新人，荣耀神的名，这是神的工作。
But for a person to change and to glorify his name, God has to put this person to work.
因此圣经的观念跟佛教观念是不太一样。
So the concept of the Bible differs from Buddhism.
佛教是苦修。
Buddhism is to have a heart meditation.
这个是靠自己的。
It has to rely on the person.
这个是很难的。
This is very tough.
但是我们敬拜神，照圣经里面是神在做工。
But when we worship the Lord, and as the Bible says, God will put these things into action for us.
他是全能的。
Because He's Almighty.
所以这个就变成很简单了。
So it becomes easier for us.
因此虽然目标一致，但是我们要达到目标的方法不一样。
Even though the goal might be the same, but the method of obtaining the goal is different.
人都想要向善。
Because men like to ascend.
但是问题是怎么达到那个目标。
But how can we attain to that goal?
我们是神的工作。
Because we are God's work.
但是要在基督耶稣里面才能够造成。
But only in the Lord Jesus Christ can we be created and be attained to that level.
要接受主的救恩，我们才能够变新人。
To receive the salvation of God, then we can become a new man.
因此，哥林多后书说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
So Second Corinthians tells us that anyone who is in Christ will be a new created man.
一切都变成新的。
Because everything will be new.
旧事已过。
The old has passed.
在基督里，他就要做新造的人。
In Christ Jesus, the person will be a new created being.
所以神要做工，但是我们要在基督里面让神来做工。
So God has to work, but we have to be in His name in order for Him to work.
那我们有新的心，有新的生活，顺从神的典章，那我们就可以让神的名在我们身上大显荣耀。
We will have a new heart and a new life, and we have to let Him work in us and to glorify Him.
所以26章到26节到31节在讲心灵的更新。
So 26 to 31 talk about the renewal of the spirit.
生活是从生命生活是生命的一个表现。
To have a life is a manifestation of a new spirit.
所以人的生活要改变了，内在的生命要先更新。
In order for the lifestyle of a person to change, the inner being of the spirit has to change.
那人没有能力更新，是因为我们的生命已经跟神切断了。
When man does not have the ability to change a new lifestyle, it's because he has cut off the relationship from God.
那借着耶稣基督这个生命重新连结。
And through Lord Jesus Christ, he has reconciled this new relationship once again.
那神的丰盛进到我们里面。
So God's abundant grace will pour into our hearts.
那生命更新，生活就改变了。
So when we have a renewal of our life, we have a new lifestyle.
所以这是神的工作。
This is God's work.
为着要彰显他的荣耀。
In order to glorify his name.
那三十二节到三十八节
，verse 38，
32 to 38，在提到神的应许一定要实现。
It mentioned that the promise of the Lord will be taken place.
我们看三十五节
，verse 35。
他们必说：这先前荒废之地，现在成为伊甸园；这荒废凄凉毁坏的城邑，现在坚固有人居住。那时在视为其余的外邦人必知道，我是神，修造毁坏之处。栽培那荒废之地，我神说过也必成就。这句话很重要哈，神说过也必成就。
These are important words of the Lord that once the Lord has spoken, He will do it.
有时候人说过人做不到。
Sometimes men may say certain things and they cannot do what they say.
所以我们到非洲啊，常常听非洲人讲 no problem。
When we go to Africa, all the people there often say no problem.
让你听人舒服，什么都 no problem.
And when you hear, you feel more assured because everything to them is no problem.
到时间到，一件事情也做不出来。
But when the time comes, they could not do any single thing that they promised.
因为有很多事情啊，他们没有办法做，不在他们控制范围之内。
Because there's a lot of things they cannot do and it's beyond their control.
所以人常常说过，但是人做不出来。
Men would often promise to do certain things, but they cannot carry that out.
但是神不一样，神说过，他做得出来。
But God is different. Once he has spoken, he will do it.
他是信实的。
Because he's trustworthy.
他有能力。
He has the power.
所以神是可靠的。
God is trustworthy.
因此神的应许，你一生只要抓住几句神的应许，你恩典用不完。
So as long as you can grab hold of the promises of the Lord in your lifetime, his promises is endless.
因为他的应许必定成就。
Because his promise will be fulfilled.
那在这里神应许要带回他所惩罚的以色列百姓，要再复兴他们，让他们变成大国。
God's promise that he will bring back the Israelite who has once been punished to bring them back into a greater nation.
那37章就开始讲神国的复兴。
Chapter 37 talks about the revival of the kingdom of God.
到这里很清楚，我们就可以知道，当然这是指的新约时代的教会。
And we can see this referred to the church in the New Testament.
那个时候我们看先看11节。
Look at verse 11.
主对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨是以色列全家。他们说，我们的骨头枯干，我们的指望失去了，我们灭绝净尽。神说，这个骸骨就是以色列全家。
The bones refers to the house of Israel.
其实今天就是指着属灵的以色列民。
Refers to the spiritual Israelites.
我们还没有得到救恩以前，好像是人的骨头。
Before we receive salvation, we're like dead man's bones.
没有生命，也没有价值。
There's no life and there's no value.
也没有人要。
Nobody wants us.
但是这个使人的骨头有一个极大的改变。
But this bones has had great transformation.
第十节说成为极大的军队。
It become a vast army.
从使人的骨头变成极大的军队，能够为着神来打战，这是一个很大的改变。
From a dead man's bones to transform into a great army to fight for the Lord is a great transformation.
那这个改变的原因在哪里？
And what is this change?
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
他对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨能够复活吗？
He asked me, son of man, can these bones live?
然后第四节。
Verse 4.
他对我说，你向这些骸骨发预言。预言就表示说还没有发生，但是会发生。
He said prophesied, which means it's about to happen, but it's not happening at that time.
那第五节。
Verse 5.
主对这骸骨说，我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。
He will make breath enter you, and you will come to life.
所以那个五旬节圣灵降临，好像一阵大风吹过，那个风就是气息。
On the day of Pentecost, the wind comes and it's just like a great breath.
当神造亚当的时候，用泥土造，那个泥土的不会动的。
When God created Adam out of dust, he was motionless.
跟这个死人的骨头是一样的。
He was just like the dead man's bones.
但是神的气吹到他里面，他变成有灵的活人。
But once he has the breath of God, he become a living being.
五旬节那个神的灵那个气息吹过去。
On the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of God breathed into the place.
每一个人属灵的生命就开始活起来。
Everyone's spiritual life start to form.
所以这个神的气息是非常有力量。
And be alive. So God's breath is full of power.
要让人从死变成活。
It has to enable a dead person to become alive.
不只是活着。
Not only to live.
所以说第六节长筋长肉长皮。
He will have tendons and flesh and skin.
那第七节。
Verse 7.
正说预言的时候，不料响声有地震，骨头与骨头就要连接，就开始有一种改变。
So when he was still, when he prophesied, there was this noise and the bones came together.
然后第九节。
Verse 9.
说气息要从四方而来，吹在这个被杀的人身上，他们就活了。
And this wind will come from four corners and breathe into these people and they live.
所以我们今天在这里祷告就是要让神的气息那个神吹在亚当那个气息 或者这个死人的骨头那个吹下去的气息吹在我们身上，说我们在灵里面有一个很大的改变。
So today when we come to pray, we are letting the breath of God, just like when he breathed into Adam, and when he breathed into this dead bones, to once again be revived in us.
那我们回到地方教会，我们就是神的军队。
So that when we return to our local church, we become the army of God.
有属灵的生命能力为神来打战。
We have the spiritual life and ability to fight the battle for the Lord.
所以这是一个人要打属灵的战绝对需要经历的过程。
A person who needs to fight in the battle needs to go through this process.
Yeah, 让我们枯骨复活。
That to let the dead bones be alive.
所以神的气息还没有吹到我们之前，我们是活的死人。
When before God's spirit came upon us, we're just like a living dead person.
我们肉体是活的，其实是死的。
Physically we're living, but spiritually we're dead.
活在世上没有盼望，没有指望，没有神。
When we live in this world, there's no hope, there's no God.
但是气息一吹过去，我们就变成活的。
But when the breath of life of God came to us, we become alive.
这个就是一个属灵的改变。
This is a spiritual transformation.
这个人做不到的。
That no other man can obtain this.
但是在基督里面，神做成了。
But only in Lord Jesus it can be done.
好，那十五节到二十三节。
Verse 15 to 23.
在提到灵里面的合一。
He talks about unity in the spirit.
这表以色列与犹大必合而为一。
That Judah and Israel will come together.
因为他们原来就是唯一的。
Because originally they were together.
这是后来分散做两个国度。
But later on they were split into two kingdoms.
但是他们是拜同一个神。
They still worship the same God.
所以到最后应该是要合一，因为神只有一个。
So towards the end, they were joined together because there is only one God.
那今天我们信主的人到最后应该是会合一。
Today, all those who believe in God will be united.
所以约翰福音也说神另外有羊不是在这个圈里面的。
John, the book of John tells us there's another group of flock which is not in his fold yet.
但是他要带领他归一个牧人合成一群。
But this fold will eventually be led to one shepherd to be under one person.
那约翰福音里面说神的羊听神的声音。
In Matthew it tells us that God's flock will listen to his voice.
神的声音就是圣经的教训。
God's voice is the teachings of the Bible.
所以这个教会的合一这是神的工作。
The unity of church belongs to the work of God.
就是他的声音呼唤所造成的。
Through his voice and his calling, it will happen.
但如果没有注重神的声音只是用人的方法，这个是表面的。
If we do not emphasize on the voice of God and we use the method of man, it is only superficial.
这个合一不是真正的。
This is not the real method.
所以十五节到二十三节，这是在讲灵里面的合一。
So verse 15 to 23 talks about the unity in the spirit.
我们看二十二节。
Verse 22.
我使他们在那地，在以色列山成为一国，有一王做他们众民的王，他们不再为二国，绝不再分为二国。这里讲说成为一国，有一王做他们众民的王。
Here tells us that there will be one nation and there will be one king.
那个王当然就是属灵的，就是我们所拜的神。
This king is refers to the spiritual being, which is God that we worship.
二十三节后面，我要洁净他们，如此他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。
He tells us that he will cleanse them and they will be his people.
所以到新约时代，我们看圣经里面讲不分种族、不分性别在基督里都要合为一。
So in the New Testament, neither any race or gender or anything will all be united in the Lord.
所以这个让我们想到我们教会有各种不同的种族。
It may us think that we have different ethnic or racial groups in church.
教会的可贵就是各种不同的种族在族里面可以合一。
And what is precious is all these different groups can come together as one.
但是我们看到世界上的国度越分越多。
We can see that there are so many kingdoms being split in this world.
大家都要自立。
Everybody wants to be by themselves.
但是在神里面我们走的路线不是这样的。
But in the Lord, the track or the route that we take is different.
因为我们是讲属灵的。
Because we talked about spiritual.
啊，二十四节到二十八节。
Verse 24 to 28。
哦，二十四节到二十八节就提到哦，坚立永约。
It's the establishment of the everlasting covenant.
啊，这个是神给他们一个很大的应许。
This is a great promise that God has given to them.
啊，我们看二十四节。
Look at verse 24.
我的仆人大卫必做他们的王，啊，众民必归一个牧人，他们必顺从我的典章，谨守遵行我的律例。二十五节。
Verse 25.
他们必住在我所赐给我仆人雅各的地上，就是我们的列祖所住之地。和他们子孙，并他们子孙的子孙都永远住在那里。啊，我的仆人大卫必做他们的王，直到永远。大卫怎么可以做他们的王，直到永远呢
？How can David be their king forever？
啊，所以这个是一个预言啊。
This is a prophecy、
啊。主耶稣是大卫的后裔啊。
Jesus is the descendant of David。
啊，主耶稣是啊王啊。
Jesus, the Lord Jesus is the king。
啊，所以比拉多问他说：“你是王吗
？”When Pilate asked。Jesus, are you king?
啊，耶稣没有否定。
Jesus did not deny.
主耶稣说：“你说我是王。”他没有否定。
Jesus said, "You are right if you said I'm king."
啊，所以他要在这个王国里面做王，直到永远。
He will be king in the kingdom forever.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
我要与他们立平安的约，做永约。
He will make a covenant of peace with them.
啊，所以我们在主里面啊，跟神立的约是永约。
So in the Lord, we make an everlasting covenant with God.
这是平安的约。
And that is the peace covenant.
啊，我要使他们人数增多，在我们中间设立我的圣所。这个圣所今天就是教会。
And here it says we establish them in his sanctuary, which is the church today.
教会是神跟人相会的地方。
Church is a meeting point between man and God.
也是神的居所。
It is also a dwelling place for God.Verse 27.
我的居所必在他们中间，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。所以神跟人要复合。
So God and man will once again be reconciled and patched together.
因此我们看以西结书到三十三章以后，已经都提到啊末世的国度。
You can see from chapter 33 onwards, it talks about the happenings of at the end times.
啊，这个末世的国度就是真教会。
This spiritual kingdom is the true church.
神要做我们的王，我们要做他的子民。
God will be our king, and we will be his people.
啊，他的居所要在我们中间。
And his dwelling place will be among us.
啊，二十八节。
Verse 28.
我的圣所在以色列中间，直到永远。啊，我们看那个圣所后来，啊，到公元七十年就真的被拆毁了。
We can see the sanctuary was destroyed in B.C. 70.
哦，他那以色列百姓就沦散在世界各国。
So the Israelites were all scattered all over the world.
那怎么到永远呢
？So how is it that the sanctuary will be with them forever?
所以很显然，这个圣所是属灵的。
So we can see the sanctuary is spiritual.
就是教会。
Which is the church.
那教会怎么变成永远呢
？How can the church be forever?
啊，因为主再来，这个教会会被提到天上去。
Because when the Lord comes again, the church will be elevated to the heaven, to the sky, to the heaven.
不会消失的。
It will not be disappear.
因此叫做被提到永远。
So that's why the sanctuary is forever.
啊，那下面说，外邦人就知道我叫以色列成为圣的啊的神。
And then the Israel, other nations will know that, that he's the Lord.
外邦人会知道神是因为啊。他的圣所在以色列中间。
Other nations will know that he is the Lord because his sanctuary is in Israel.
所以我们看《使徒行传》，使徒教会建立之后，大有能力显明。
We can see when the apostolic church established, there was power.
哦，让很多人看到神的荣耀。
There was power manifested that people can see the glory of God.
在他的圣所教会里面实现出来。
They can see these are all manifested in his sanctuary.
他看到以色列民充满神的平安跟喜乐。
They can see the Israelites have the peace and joy of the Lord.
是天国的滋味在地上显现。
This is the taste of heaven being manifested on earth.
这个也是神的荣耀。
This is also the glory of God.
所以今天人能够认识神，常常是通过他的圣所教会。
Today, many people came to know God is through his sanctuary, which is the church.
啊，也就是信徒的集合。
Which is the congregation of the believers.
使神的名受到荣耀。
So that God's name can be glorified.
啊，那三十八章，啊，到三十九章。
Chapter 38 and 39.
啊，这在提到最后之意。
Let's talk about the the end period.
哦，最后之意哈，最后一战。
It's the end battle.
啊，当然我们常常听到的就在哈米吉多顿。
We often mention Armageddon.
啊，但是这两章哈是一个很深奥的道理。
These are two very profound teachings.
啊，现在有两种不同的解释。
There's two explanation to this.
啊，比较传统的解释，啊，就是把这个预言啊，有军队要从北方出来，要围困啊现在的以色列。
The tradition in which explained this is there'll be army from the south to surround the Israelites.
啊，所以第二节讲啊，你要向哥哥啊、马各、罗斯。啊，土巴的王说预言。
This is the prophecy from all these different kings.
啊，说罗斯、啊、米色、土巴王啊、哥哥的王啊，哦、啊，所以有人做过的、解释啊，这个是指俄罗斯。
Someone mentioned this explanation that it refers to Russia.
就是以前的苏联。
Soviet Union, which is Russia.
好，然后他们要披戴整齐啊，戴第四节有大小盾牌啊，就是武力非常的充足。
So you can see they're well equipped in their army and weapons.
啊，然后第五节，波斯人、古斯人、佛人拿着盾牌啊，就跟现在中东的人、伊朗的这些出产油的国家联合起来。
And then verse 5, we can see that they have allied with the Middle East people, which is the present-day Iraq.
那第六节就讲北方的急促。
And verse 6 is the troops in the northern part.
那这个有某种程度相似的地方，就是我们看连最近的报纸在报道啊，伊朗啊，他们连国王开始在喊一个口号，要消灭以色列。
And we can see their similarity of the recent happenings that the governor of Iraq wanted to have the slogan that he wants to destroy Israelites.
所以联合国已经通过承认以色列的存在。
So United Nations has already accepted the existence of the Israelites.
它的存在已经是一个事实。
The existence of the Israelite is a fact.
但是这个中东的回教国家要把它消灭，要赶到海里面去。
But the religious group of the Iraq wanted to destroy them.
所以几次的中东战争都是由这些回教国家发动的。
So many times all the battles in the Middle East are being initiated by them.
啊，所以有的人就把这个解释做这些中东的国家跟苏联联合起来要来攻以色列。
So many people explain that they will be joined together with the Middle East and Russia will form together.
啊，然后最后一战要在哈米吉多顿，这是古战场。
And they will have this end battle at Armageddon.
啊，然后啊，主耶稣就再来，世界这个就是触动世界的末日。
And this will unlike the end times where Jesus will come again.
啊，所以我们过去有听过比较长者也是提到，我们世界大战会从中东开始。
And in the past, we have heard from the more older member leaders who told us that the battle will start from the Middle East.
啊，当然他们也有圣经的根据。
And they would have they would have be according to the Bible.
那这两章啊，也可能是一部分。
This might be a portion of their research.
那从我们理性来看哦，也是相当有可能。
From the realistically point of view, it could be happening.
你看美国整个这个政治的后面是犹太人在控制，包括经济。
The political power has been controlled by the Jews and including economic.
我就很惊讶，我在东部几年了。
I was very astonished when I was at the East Coast.
中国人的新年学校不放假，但是犹太人不多，犹太人的假期就学校就放假。
That at the East Coast, they don't have Chinese New Year days off, but they have days off when there is the Jewish festival and events.
你看华尔街那个背后在控制的都是犹太人。
You can see that all the Jews control the power at the Wall Street.
那美国的政策就是要跟美国利益有冲突的，美国才会出战。
anything that opposed with the U.S. power, then they will come out to face the battle.
所以到最后会引起美国真的卷进去，可能就是以色列。
So it will evolve finally with the U.S. and that will be the Israelites.
跟这个巴勒斯坦这个冲突越搞越大。
And this conflict between the Palestine will be more and more.
而且也引起世界大战。
And this might ignite the world war.
这是一种解释。This
is one explanation.
但是另外有的人也对38章跟39章有另外一种解释。
And other people has another different explanation concerning chapter 38 and 39.
那它是另外一种的解法。
That's another form of explanation.
所以这两章跟启示这个七号七晚大概都有关系。There's
a connection between the seven bowls in Revelation.
是在讲将来要发生的事情。There's
things about to happen at the end time.
这是一种奥秘。This
is a mystery.
所以两个资讯让大家做参考。These
two information, it's for your reference.
但是38章到21节以后 39章21节以后
Verse chapter 39 verse 21 onwards
就提到以色列家要复兴
Talks about the revival of the Israelites
我们看 39章
Chapter 39
25节
Verse 25
主如此说我要使雅各被掳的人归回要怜悯以色列全家要为我的圣民大发热心 26节
Verse 26
他们在本地安然居住无人惊吓 是我将他们从万民中领回从仇敌之地召来我在许多国的民前在他们身上显为圣的时候他们要担当自己的羞辱这个地方又提到以色列民最后会蒙恩要归回故土
Here it tells us that the Israelites will return with grace
主耶稣也说你看无花果树发芽就知道人子近了
Jesus said, when you see the fig tree has withered, you know that the time of man is drawing near.
有的人那个无花果节说以色列,
people say the fig tree can refer to the Israelites.
但是有的人把这个解释做属灵的,
and some people explain in a spiritual sense
我们是属灵的以色列的,
that we are spiritual Israelites.
当真教会复兴的时候,
when the true church has been revived,
神的国就进了。
God's kingdom is drawing near.
但不论这两个怎么解释，两个都已经出现了。But
no matter how you explain, these two occurrences has happened.
以色列国也复国了，真教会也建立了。The
Israel has been revived, and true church has been established.
所以神应该是非常的靠近了。So
the time of God's coming is very near.
所以38章跟39章，它是一个预表最后要发生的事情。So
chapter 38 and 39 prefigures things that's going to happen in the end times.
那40章开始
From chapter 40
40章到48章就在讲新耶路撒冷
From chapter 40 to 48 talks about New Jerusalem
那新耶路撒冷就很明显这个是在讲末世的真教会
So it very clearly tells us that this is the true church at the end time
这个新耶路撒冷是属灵的
This New Jerusalem is in a spiritual sense
所以我们以西结书看到最后就看到真教会。From
the book of Ezekiel, all the way to the end, we can see the true church.
物质的以色列国度的毁灭，到最后是灵里面神的国度的建立。From
the physical destruction of Israel, we can see the establishment of the church in a spiritual sense.
那这个40章开始，在提到这个新耶路撒冷，里面有一些法则。We
can see there's some
原则,
There's some principles pertaining to this chapter.
那今天就是我们在盖教会的几个很重要的原则。
And these are very important principles in establishing the church today.
所以教会的那个蓝图，其实在旧约圣经已经有了。The
blueprint of the true church has been recorded in the Old Testament.
在所有人类历史当中, 只有耶稣不是偶然生出来的。
Through all the historical recordance of human being, Jesus Christ does not come forth naturally.
是没有创世以前，神已经预定。
Before the creation, God has already predestined.
哦，那主耶稣降世为人。
When Jesus ascended into this earth.
那我们知道，教会就是基督的身体。
We know that the true church is the body of Christ.
所以这个教会的成立啊，在旧约里面已经有看到影子。
So there's a shadow being recorded on the establishment of the true church.
所以不是到新约忽然间神才发明一个教会出来。
It is not like it just happened in New Testament.
所以这个四十章到四十八章就是在提到啊新耶路撒冷属灵的教会的一个影子。
So we see that the shadow is recorded in chapter 40.
是一个蓝图。
It is a blueprint.
所以我们要在盖教会要到圣经来找蓝图。
When we want to establish the church and build the church, we have to go to the Bible to look for the blueprint.
这个是一个最基本的原则。
This is a very basic principle.
我们教会的任何一个规章细则其实都要从圣经的精神出来。
So all kinds of principles and policy, we all have to turn to the Bible.
因为我们看四十章的第三节。
Look at chapter 40, verse 3.
他带我到那里进，有一个人颜色如同手拿着麻绳和亮度的杆站在门口，第四节。
Verse four.
那人对我说：“人子啊，凡我指示的，你要都用眼看，用耳听，并且放在心上。”然后第五节。
Verse five.
我见殿的四围有墙，那人手拿亮度的杆。长六咒，每咒是一咒零一掌。他用杆量墙后一杆高一杆。这里说那个人手拿亮度的杆。
The person has a measuring rod.
然后开始了，就从四十章一直到快要到后来就提到这里几寸，那里几咒，很多的尺寸。
So all the way in this chapter.
等里面这一些建筑物不是随便盖的。
So, this new building that's being built in New Jerusalem is not an ordinary building.
那个尺寸呢，都是经过都是先说出来的，然后照那个尺寸去盖的。
And these are all very specific measurements based on it was being told.
那今天这告诉我们教会我们的一切都是要用真理的。来做尺寸来衡量，这样来盖。
So today we have to measure a church based on the truth to build upon.
当然，教会为着发展，我们有所谓的掰漏这叫规章细则。
So that's why for the church to progress, we establish these bylaws.
但是我们很重要是，我们是用圣经在引导教会，不是用这个规章细则在引导教会。
But we have to remember that we built the church based on the truth from the Bible and not by all these bylaws and policies.
如果用规章细则在引导教会，我们方向就错了。
Because if we only base on the bylaws and the policy, our direction is wrong.
规章细则是要帮助我们。
These bylaws and policy is just to help us.
方便用的。
It's for convenience sake.
不是取代圣经
It is not to replace the truth in the Bible.
到最后那个标准那亮度杆是圣经。
Ultimately, the measurement it's based on the truth in the Bible.
比方说我们以前这个规章细则曾经有一段说信徒大会是最高的议决机构。
One time we say that the highest policy established is in the National Church Council.
那这个观念你仔细看这个观念不是圣经的。
If you look at this closely, you can see that this is not according to the Bible.
这个观念是民主的观念。
This concept is based on a human perspective.
那回到圣经，圣经要讲另外一种方法。
Because if you go back to the Bible, it tells us different thing.
所以这个尺寸是神给的。
These measurements are given by God.
那要盖，每一个都要照神这尺寸这样才对。
And when you build the building, you have to be based exactly on the measurement given by the Lord.
这个最大的方向不可以错，要照着神的尺寸。
This great direction cannot go wrong. It has to be based on the measurements of God.
好，我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray silence.